In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Good morning. Welcome. By the grace of God, go I. Not my favorite cliche. In today's gospel, we have the story of an over-the-top story, exaggerated story of a Pharisee and a publican, a tax collector, and it's meant to be an exaggeration, intended to draw a distinction. I am drawn to the finer point in it, about the tax collector and his decision to compare himself with another human being. And I'm thinking the need to compare ourselves to others is the source of a great deal of sorrow and unnecessary suffering we place ourselves in the midst of that is not godly and beside the point of the disciple. You know, there's a lot of fun made of that movement in the past where, you know, you didn't want to just give awards out to the first, second, and third. You want to give out participation awards, you know, to make people feel, to make the kids feel like they're good and say they did something hard. And so we have all these, you know, you wore the best socks to soccer camp award. And, you know, we sort of make fun of that, you know, because it seems so overweeningly politically correct. And so we really, you know, it's just silly, and the kids see through it. But I'm thinking with this parable today, one of the problems in our capitalist market-based structure, where we reward, you know, winners and punish losers, in the kingdom of God, we don't live in that level at all, where I count myself worthy depending upon where you and where you are in it. You know, it's some of the advice I give out to the kids going off to college. A couple things is, you know, get your best offer, don't pay more than you need, that kind of thing. And then make sure you study 40 to 40 hours a week. You'll get straight A's if you look at a regular job. But the other thing is never study in comparison to another student. Never, ever do that. Because you don't know if that person is, you know, Rhodes Scholar, bright thing, and or they took this class before and didn't need to. And if you say, well, they've knocked it off at 8 o'clock, I don't need to study till 10, that's a bad idea, right? That's also true in the kingdom of God. Because apparently, God being God, we will be visited by God based upon who we are as unique individuals. And the idea that we would look at ourselves based upon someone else and be either jealous or grateful is just a terrible mistake. You know, I can look around and go, well, what did that guy do to earn all that stuff and those awards? And trust me, clergy are not immune from competition. One with each other, though we exist in these various silos called parishes. Make sure that some people spend a long time poring over the diocesan annual surveys of average Sunday attendance and giving and tithing and so on. Trust me, you know, we can be very competitive one with each other. So I'm not immune from those impulses to compare this parish versus the one over there in another part of the world. Speaking of which, I should let you know, on November 10th, we 17 parishes in the Watchung Hills in our little group have chosen to switch things up a little bit so that on November the 10th, Beth Shiano from St. Bernard's in Burnsville will be here for both the 8 and 10 services, presiding, preaching, and celebrating. I will be at St. Luke's in Gladstone, doing the same, and we're all switching it around, which are names in a hat, and So I don't expect to see you in Gladstone. I expect you will be here. And you will find that we are different, Beth and I, which is a terrific thing. So before, as you stand before God, you are unique. And in spite of all the science fiction to the contrary, you are irreplaceable and unreproducible. Each one of you. But we were born into a world that forces comparisons. If you're a single child, of course, it won't take long before you go to school and find out how you stack up relative to the other kids in kindergarten. If you're born into a family with multiple children, you know that birth order has a lot to do with who we are as adults. And all this is a comparison which, in the end, is not fruitful. Especially if you are loved individually and wholly where you are in life. If it's true how Jesus approaches us, and just look at the stories after story, Matthew, Mark, all four Gospels, Jesus looks at everyone individually, either for blessing or for challenge. He confronts people individually, like in Nicodemus. He looks at the 1 out of 10 lepers as one person deserving of blood. I mean, he looks at every single person uniquely, women in particular, which is so revolutionary for his role in the time of history. Children, in particular, also revolutionary in human history, in the time in which Jesus lived and moved among us. So if Jesus is treating the people in which he encounters in this way, we must do the same. And so I don't think the idea is in solidarity is ever going to be made valuable by saying, there, by the grace of God, go I. I know the motive behind it is, I don't want to judge the other person. You know, because that could happen to me. I think the more valuable way to look at it is, there, by the grace of God, I am. That is, God will put me in the place of the other person with them, in solidarity with them, so that they will know that they are not alone and we are by their side. In blessing or challenge. So, you know, when you look at another person or another situation, you go, those poor people, try not to think that. Try to think instead, how am I to be called to be alongside them? How am I to be their companion, someone who breaks bread with them as one of them? You know, there's a difference between empathy and sympathy. You know, and the Christian practice is to be one with, which is the very phrase of Emmanuel. Next week we come to the end of our calendar year, we start looking toward Advent. And in our community, we sing Advent for 7 weeks, and we'll be singing O Come, Emmanuel, Emmanuel meaning God with us. Since you may be the only God someone may ever know, let us practice that alongside our ministry. There, by the grace of God, I am.